baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy Drive Chicago.
Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus, I like any story that gives us parking spots, more parking spots, and Archer Avenue is going to get them back, I guess, huh?
Yes, Archer Avenue. Good morning, Bob. This is a I knew you would like this one because it's about bike lanes and parking spots and people sort of debating which the neighborhood should get. The city on Archer Avenue in the Brighton Park neighborhood, they have been doing one of those big street redesigns where they put a turn lane down the middle. They put actually protected bike paths with a curb separating the bikes, as well as some pedestrian islands so you can get across the street faster. There's been a lot of traffic fatalities on that stretch of Archer Avenue. But the problem is they started doing this, and there was a pushback from a lot of the neighbors and some of the businesses that they were losing parking spots, and they're worried about the businesses. So the city listened. They've been working with a lot of the neighbors on it, and they have started to add parking spots into this project, about 17. So it's not the whole stretch of it, but it's really centered around Archer and 38th Street, where they're adding some new spots. They're trying to come to a compromise for the bicyclists, mm-hmm. and the pedestrians, but they say no, we're not tearing out a bunch of those things. We're sticking with the plan, and I like those pedestrian islands where you can get a kind of partial way into the street so you don't have to mm-hmm. sprint across. I'm not as fast as I used to be, Bob. So if it's a little bit of a shorter, it's a little safer for everyone and kind of relaxes traffic a little bit because you just don't have as much room to jet about.
Yeah, that helps. On the north side in Andersonville, I guess it's this month they're going to get the pedestrian plaza. At least construction is underway now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've been talking about this one for a long time. This is Catalpa. It's between Clark and Ashland, where Clark and Ashland sort of come to a V, but this is one of those cut-through streets that has been used for farmers markets and temporary pop-up plazas for years. They just would shut it down to traffic, but now they're going to make it a full-time plaza. There's a couple other streets in that neighborhood where you can get from Clark to Ashland. So this one, they figured they did the math and figured they could give this back to the community. So they're going to start building it this month, get it done. It's going to be there's going to be benches and pavers and overhead lights, and we've got some renderings at blockclubchicago.org that just show how nice it can be. So it'll be they'll have some programming there as well, but that area, there's just a lot of parking lots and streets there, so there's not a lot of trees. So I was looking forward to just seeing a little bit sprucing up of that area, which, like I said, is a lot of parking lots over there.
Yeah, that'll be nice. In River West, the news is Bally's Casino may finally be closer to opening, huh?
Right. We've been talking about this one even longer than Catalpa. The city's been trying to get a casino for, 150 years now or so. they had a big ceremony yesterday, one of those symbolic topping out ceremonies where they lift the final top beam. All the union workers and city officials sign it, and they lift it up, and everyone cheers. But it is a big milestone for this thing. It's been, $1.8 billion project. Anyone that rides on the Ohio Street feeder ramp has been watching this and can probably look at it and say that thing's not going to be ready anytime soon. And Bally's acknowledged that yesterday. They had been shooting for a September opening for the casino. But now they acknowledge it's looking like it's going to be at some point next year before it opens. So it's had a handful of delays. They said the winter weather slowed it down, and I completely believe that because we've had some really nasty days over the last couple months. But you know, they had to relocate some of the design because they found some water mains running through it that were unexpected. And yep, they're going to get this thing open, move the temporary casino back over to right along the Chicago River, and open this big, enormous complex that's more than a casino. They've got hotels. They've got all kinds of different things. So it's rising up in the sky, getting taller and taller, but not any taller now. They're at the top. They've got to build it, the rest of it out now.
Start saving your money. Thank you. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Have a great weekend.